Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, news listeners. It's Monday. Come on, smile. It's also time for your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 25th of January, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Okay, biggest story that happened over the weekend. Hands up. Did you get logged out of Facebook on your iOS device? Yep. It was that big a deal. It was trending on Twitter saying, what's going on? Now, if you were on an Android device, chances are you probably weren't affected. There were a few isolated cases. Most of it, however, though, was for the iOS people. In fact, most people on iOS even had a harder time of getting logged back into their accounts, particularly for those people that are using the two-factor authentication. Of course, there's other conspiracy theories that says, hey, what's Facebook doing now? Well, apparently what Facebook was doing was having a configuration change. At least that's the Facebook official statement. Yes, Facebook said that it caused some people, I think it's a lot more than some, to be logged out of their Facebook accounts. They investigated the issue and they got everything fixed. Of course, they said, we're sorry for the inconvenience. So if it was bugging you the entire weekend thinking, how did that happen with me on Facebook? Well, at least now you know. Windows terminal geeks out there, it's about to get more interesting. Oh yeah, get ready for some new changes coming to the command line terminal tool. In fact, the new interface for Windows terminal settings actually resembles the settings app in Windows 10. Now, this improvement will actually be a little bit more useful for people that want to customize Windows terminal and don't want to use the JSON file. Now you'll have a complete graphic user interface. Now, if you're sitting there listening to the show thinking, oh boy, I'm excited, I can't find it. Well, it's not there yet. The new settings GUI will actually make an appearance in the upcoming preview release of Windows Terminal, so you might want to keep an eye over there out on GitHub page. Yeah, that's where you'll be seeing it first. And finally, I mean, usually our and finallys are kind of, you know, funny, stupid. This is cool. Man, I'm actually hoping it goes a lot further than just in mice. Looks like German researchers have been able to make mice that were paralyzed walk again. Yep, you heard that correctly. They're actually doing this by re-establishing a neural link and using a designer protein injected directly into the brain. Yes, researchers have actually managed to stimulate the paralyzed mice nerve cells to actually completely regenerate using the designer protein. Amazingly enough, it didn't take too long for the mice to start get up and walking, or shall we say running again. The paralyzed mice, once they got the treatment, started walking 2 or 3 weeks after. Pretty amazing. Now, of course, the team is still investigating if the treatment can be approved upon, and the ultimate goal, as you probably guessed, being able to have humans that are paralyzed be able to walk again or use certain limbs. In their mind, the possibilities are endless. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Of course, there's our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there. You can also give us a like over there on our Facebook page too at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, or drop by our BTN community. We would love for you to be a part of it. And it's simple to do too. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way tomorrow for your Tuesday edition. Getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you, as always, for listening.